On this podcast today, I want us to think about the need of being untangled. I'm going to read from 2 Timothy and chapter 2 and the words of verse 1 to 4. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. We all know that distractions are never too far away from our doorsteps. There are so many things that we can be distracted with in our everyday life. We maybe have a chore and a job and something that we want to get done. And it just seems within maybe a matter of moments that there is another job that comes up, another responsibility, a phone call here, or some type of distraction. And very easily we find ourselves ignoring what we once were doing, doing something else, and then being distracted in the process. Now, this also can spill, and it does spill into our Christian living and our Christian life. It's possible as Christians to be distracted and tangled, we might say, by things which are legitimate, things which in and of themselves are right and they are good, but they have a detrimental impact upon our Christian living, our practical Christianity. And so we all would readily confess and admit that when we've gone to seek God in prayer, spend time reading the Bible, give ourselves to the things of God, even our service to God in some manner, that by the legitimate things of life, caring for our children, educating our children, going to work, caring for someone else, all the things which of themselves have a place and a responsibility, yet they also can impact us in another way with respect to our walk with God. And these things we find hard, don't we? We juggle with them, we struggle with them. And I guess what they are, they're reminders that we are those who have a willingness, desire to serve the Lord, but there is a weakness of our flesh at the same time. But then there are other distractions, and these are sinful distractions. And the matter is even more grave in this respect, how often we can be sidetracked and we can be certainly brought down spiritually because of the temptations and sins that are all around us, whether it's from within, whether it's the world in which we live, and even all of the temptations which come by way of the tempter and Satan himself. So when we think of this matter of being untangled and not being distracted, there are numerous verses in Scripture that will always urge us in this direction. The very tone and the general manner of Scripture is to urge us to fix our attention upon Jesus Christ, to fix our gaze upon the author and the finisher of our faith. But today on this podcast, I'm directing you to the words of the Apostle Paul to Timothy in a very particular situation, but I believe that we can also learn some important lessons from this ourselves. We read of Paul's affectionate and yet very challenging address to Timothy. He says in verse 4, no man that warreth, and then we have the word which I'm using today, he says entangleth. No man that wars entangleth himself with the affairs of this life. And as I said, it's a very compassionate and earnest challenge that Paul issues, but it has a very solemn aspect to it as well. Now, I want to make it very clear that there is a definitive and there is a primary application to these words. What I mean by that is it's really important to understand that what Paul was dealing with first and foremost was Timothy in the capacity of his ministry. Timothy as a pastor of the people. Timothy as one that was an under-shepherd and had a responsibility to feed the flock of God. And he says to Timothy, Timothy is a preacher of the word. And also as you seek to edify other ministers of the word, don't be entangling yourself in the affairs of this world. Notice how in verse 2, he said to Timothy that the things which thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. This was a legacy in many respects. This was a word in season to all who would preach the word of God, throughout the area of land in which Timothy ministered himself. Make sure that if you're called to be a preacher and you're called to be a minister and a pastor of the word, that you make it very clear on this matter that you don't allow yourself, having been called by Christ, to entangle yourself. You notice how the imagery of a soldier is used in verse 3. Endure hardness as a good soldier. What is a good soldier? A good soldier is a committed soldier. A good soldier is a focused soldier, knows what he has been called to, whom he serves, doesn't put his hand to the plough and look back. However, as with many other aspects of Scripture, while I would say this primary meaning was for the preacher of the word and the minister of the gospel, we certainly know on the basis of all other Scripture that lessons must be learned for us as Christians. We certainly are not all called to the ministry, and you, wherever you are as you listen to this podcast, you'll have your own calling in life, in your own employment or in your home or in your education, whatever it may be, whatever stage of life you find yourself at. But by virtue of being a born-again Christian, you still are enrolled in the very army of God. You are still called to be, in that sense, a good soldier of Jesus Christ. And so I want to leave these thoughts with you. First of all, there is an assumption here that needs to be understood. The assumption is that we are in a spiritual war. We don't want to be distracted in this spiritual war. We don't want to be tangled up and miss the fight of faith which is before us. In the Bible, it describes this spiritual war as the spirit against the flesh and the flesh against the spirit. These are contrary one to the other. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and so on, as Paul says in Ephesians. It is continual. It is intense. We are not to be entangled in the midst of it. Those who are soldiers, those who are the people of God, those who are saved, they are to be aware of this. They are to be reminded that the life that they live in this life is one where there is a spiritual battle which is ever before them. So there is this assumption. But also we might say that there is this attention which is to be fixed. Now, as I've said, not everyone, and mostly not everyone, is going to be called into the ministry, and you'll have your own calling and vocation in life and whatever occupation that you have or role that you serve in society. But while you must give yourself to these things, you must always have the honour of God fixed before you. We must remember that we should seek, therefore, not to be entangled by the things which are around us. We are to fix our sight on this great truth that we have been chosen to be soldiers of Jesus Christ. And if you notice that he says in verse 4 that he may please him. I think that's a wonderful rule for our Christian life. That's a wonderful thing to go by, in a sense. That we remember that as Christians, it isn't ultimately about pleasing people. Of course, if you are in employment or if you're in your home, you will always try to do things to the satisfaction of someone else. There is a requirement for that. But ultimately, what is our Christianity? To please him. And it's impossible to please him without faith. He that cometh to God, the Bible says, must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. When we become tangled in this life by the things of this world, by worldliness, by other distractions, we lose our attention, we lose our focus, we lose sight of the need to please our gracious God and our great Saviour. And then we might say there is an application to think about here. And simply all I'm doing is putting some questions to you and to myself as well. What things can possibly entangle us in our Christian life? I'm not going to point the finger at you, and you're not going to point the finger at me, and we're not going to try to identify each other's areas of problem in this area, but we can ask the question, are there things that I get entangled by, things in this world, affairs of this life? Is there something that is too much of a dominant influence upon me? And it's good to sit down, to think, to pray over these matters. Lord, show me what these things are that entangle me and cause me to be distracted. So think about the things which entangle you. And do you notice a change as a result? Is there a loss of focus? Is there a loss of a love for God and of Christ? Have the things of this past year and the past number of years so distracted you from living before God and living to the honour of God that you once did? Can you make a comparison to years which have gone by and realise that once you seemed to be so untangled, we might say, and so committed to the things of God, but now there's so much that's got your attention, so many things by which you are distracted? And ultimately, as I've said already, are we living for the pleasures of this world, or are we living to please our Heavenly Father? No man that warreth, and we are in a spiritual war if we are Christians, but no person that wars will entangle himself or herself, for that matter, with the affairs of this life, that we might please him who hath chosen us to be his soldiers.